Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
So I watched a little game last night, and the Seahawks won. I didn't watch much of it. But then I started yesterday figuring out that the Steelers are playing at, what, at noon on Wednesday?
2:40 yes. Our time.
2:40 our time, which, by the way, I love. I said, man, that is the best because I don't have to wake, stay up late. And I'm home at 2:40. Most of you aren't. I get that. If you're up now, you might be home by 2:40. But, yeah, I'm into that. And I saw that they moved their Washington football team game, which would have been played Sunday, to give an extra day on Monday. And then they play at 5 then. There's three Monday night
games. I think that's 5 Eastern.
Yes.
So it's four our time.
Yeah. So I'm digging weekday afternoon football when my team plays. If I wouldn't play, I wouldn't watch.
And the Ravens are now bounced to Tuesday next week.
Are they really?
Yeah. Okay. Their game that was supposed to be this Thursday is now next Tuesday.
Oh, they're supposed to play this Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's football. NFL football.
Yeah.
Every freaking day of the
all
week.
All the time.
Yeah. Who knows if that's going to continue, though. It's pretty much a mess.
Well, then they've all.
Like college football's a mess because Minnesota's not playing again this weekend.
And coming up here in a couple weeks, they've already started flexing some games to Saturdays now. At the end of the year.
Oh, okay, yeah, they do.
Like the last two Saturdays of this month, there's games that now have been moved. The Packers had their game moved to Saturday night, the 19th.
Really?
And then I think the Saturday night after Christmas, they've moved three games to Saturday now.
I guess they do that every season, but they're doing more now?
I guess.
Yeah.
All right. It's a mess. Wear your mask. Craig Evans is here. Oh, Dr. Bean is going to call and yell at us. She apparently heard what
you.
I mentioned.
She's going to yell at
she
you.
She mentioned that she pees all over everything. But Craig started peeing too, by the way, and Craig's not a doctor. So I will let Dr. Mina pee, but not Craig. You know, I'm trying to be positively puss when it comes to the vaccine. Watching a lot of news about it. I'm sure all of you are. And at least there's one out there. Because you imagine right now going into the long, dark winter that we got coming ahead of us.
With no hope?
With no hope? Oh, my God. Oh, my freaking God. And they just said, maybe next year. Because, yeah, there were times earlier in this fall that people were saying, hey, you know, we're going to be in this for a couple years. And they were being legitimate.
Yeah.
Because there was no vaccine hope. So even Dr. Mina is not going to peel my parade. You know, she can pee, but she's not going to peel my parade. But she's going to yell at me for saying that, apparently. Because apparently she heard it on the radio. I heard what you said on the radio. Yeah, I know. Because I said it on the radio.
Well, if you want some good news.
Give me some good news,
if Todd. You want something to get excited about.
Well, I don't know about
I
that.
I don't know if any of you, Puss, I know it doesn't live in the city. I don't know if you live in the city limits, but one of the benefits of being a taxpayer at the city is they pick up your garbage.
Yeah, because you're paying taxes.
And about a month ago, they delivered us two giant garbage bins.
I've heard that.
One for trash.
That was the top story at a local news station,
one
by the way.
One for recycling.
And nobody cared.
And it sat in our driveway for a month, and now... Today is trash day in my neighborhood.
All right.
First day? Finally get to use the large trash bin and the large recycling bin, which came just in time because I have about 47 Amazon boxes that I had to break down and put into my recycling bin. So it's an exciting day that we can get rid of all the other trash cans and just have the two giant trash bins. Well, one is a recycling bin.
Even when I lived in the city, I had private, though, because I could throw dead bodies in there and they didn't care, you know.
And actually,
I did a few times.
That was actually one of the expenses I did not consider when we moved out of city limits. I went,
paying for
I got to pay for trash now?
Yep. That's not that much. It's $100 for 3 months. Right?
That's why I moved into the city. They enticed me with free trash pickup.
No, it's not. You pay for it. You pay
for it. I guess I do.
Yeah, it's like $120 every 3 months, but that's $120 more every 3 months than I was paying.
That's true. Would you have moved into the city for that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Which, by the way, if you don't live in Omaha, Puss and I live like two streets away from the city.
Yeah, we're on the wrong side of the street.
Technically. And I just moved 4 miles away from my other house. My other house was in the city. And I think I might be still in the city. I'm not sure.
I think you might be.
Technically, but I still have the private because I just...
Because you don't trust the city?
No, I just kept... Oh. Well, I don't really want to talk about it.
Drive by the house today.
I've heard about it. I saw the news last night.
Look at the two giant trash bins.
That was a top story.
I'll make you jealous.
Believe it or not, this is our top station. That's what the one local station should have said last night.
Todd, I got
three bins.
I'm
changing the channel.
Oh, do you?
I got three bins, one for yard waste.
Oh.
And that came from the trash company that you work with?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I guess it's not that special, man. Well, I was excited.
I'm sure you were.
You only have to
push. Well, once again, it's a small victory these days. So you got that going for you.
Well, you know, some days. Yeah. You know, on a busy week, I'll have to throw 4 or 5 trash cans out on the curb.
Oh, yeah?
Now, just two giant ones, we're done.
Yeah, that's the way these private ones were. They give you the big ones.
Big
like
ones?
That.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah.
It's about time we caught up.
Good for you.
With the private folks.
Good for you. All right. Dr. Mina, we mentioned, is going to phone the program. Nick will be here a little later on. Craig Evans.
That's really all I got
Craig
to be
excited
about.
Craig was whining yesterday. I would like to talk about Craig whining before he gets into the show. About you and I and Puss all agreed that 4 days off when you're sitting on your ass is boring. I mean, and we like to do what we do for a living. I mean, the hours suck, but we like this job. We have fun. And during COVID time, hell, this is our guy time because we don't have guy time. After this.
Even before COVID time, this is pretty much my guy time.
Yeah, for me too. You're right. That's a good point. When I was out on the weekends, it was with my wife. Charlie,
I wasn't going out to the bar with the boys a whole lot before this.
But it was more, whatever. This is our time to get out and do other things, I should say. So he'd rather just be off every day. His attitude is just, is he burned out? What's wrong, man? You know what's wrong?
It's December. We're all burned out.
I know we are. I'm totally burned out.
I'm just chalking it up to that.
Yeah, I got so. But
we're getting at the end of a run.
I know that. I was burned out, too, but we had a big weekend off. I'm charged up now, and then ask me in a couple days. That's going to go away when Dr. Mina scolds me a little later on.
I mean, counting today, we have 14 shows left, but who's counting?
Mm-hmm. You just did.
Me.
That makes it worse, though, when you count those things down, though. But we're here for you every day. Thank you for listening. Download the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. The uncensored one is still up there if you want to check that out. A lot of swear words in that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And what else is going on here? That's it. Football's been moved all around to all kinds of different stuff. There's a great meme out there that shows the Ravens-Steeler game finally scheduled for 2025 or something like that. And it's got Samuel L. Jackson in gray hair in some character, I forget who he played, as Lamar Jackson. And then it has T.J. Watt as, not T.J., yeah, T.J. Watt, my guy. T.J. Watt as, like, just this old-looking dude in a Steeler uniform. they finally rescheduled the game or something like that for 10 years from now.
Did you see the new Capital One commercial with Sam Jackson?
And
Travolta?
They bring in Travolta, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Travolta.
A little nod to Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Have you seen his shirt?
Yeah.
It says,
Happy Holidays with Cheese.
Holidays with Cheese, exactly, which is also a nod to Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Royale.
Yeah, the Royale with Cheese. And you see it? Yeah, it's Travolta as Santa Claus.
There's two versions. The longer version, they come back to Travolta and Mrs. Claus dancing, doing the same Pulp Fiction type dance that him and Uma Thurman did.
I thought I read something wrong last night. I'm going through the on-demand stuff. It shows up on DirecTV. And new movies. Just Google the movie called Fat Man. You seen this yet?
No.
It's Mel Gibson. It's 2020.
Oh, yeah.
It's 2020. I hit the info button, and I can't read it better than I can't remember it exactly better than it's described. So Puss will look it up here. Describe what this movie is about, and I'm thinking I might check it out. I don't know if it's for kids.
I think it comes up on the screensaver when you pause the DirecTV.
Yeah.
You and I both have DirecTV.
You read the, it's 2020 Mel Gibson, Fat Man, it's called.
Who else is in that?
I don't know. It just said Mel Gibson's a star.
There were other good names in that, too.
Well, the short version on this one from Wikipedia, the plot follows an unorthodox Santa Claus who must fight off an assassin sent by a vengeful, naughty kid.
Right.
Mel Gibson, Walton Goggins is in it.
Is he really?
That's right. That's who I saw.
Now, does it say it's for kids? Because it's a 12-year-old kid that got a lump of coal, sends somebody to kill Santa Claus, and Santa is Mel Gibson, looking like, you know, Mel Gibson, basically, except he's got a gray beard, and he's Santa Claus, and Santa Claus is packing heat.
Yeah.
It's an adult movie, right?
Yeah, I'm reading here. It says the climactic shootout scene took four days to film, so I'm guessing
Mel Gibson has made a lot of cool movies.
Does it say if it's rated R?
That's another great question.
Yeah, I'm looking for the rating here.
Mel Gibson has made a lot of cool movies that only you'll see on VOD. There's a movie called, Stepfather, where he's, Father. It's called Father, where he's a biker kind of guy that has to defend his daughter from gangs, and it's really good, man.
Yeah, this is an R rating.
Oh, cool. Oh,
yeah.
Then I will watch it. All right. I'm thinking, is this a parody? See, that sounds like something you'd see as a parody inside a movie.
Yeah.
Coming up, Mel Gibson as a murderous, vengeful Santa.
Well, it's about time they came up with another R-rated Santa Claus movie.
I know, exactly.
We're overdue. We haven't had one since Bad Santa.
No, we haven't.
Office Christmas Party.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Office Christmas Party.
That wasn't Santa-based.
No.
That was Christmas-based.
It was a Christmas movie. Yeah.
It was a holiday movie, but not a Santa movie.
But yeah, this looks like,
is Walton Goggins the actual assassin?
No, I don't know.
He's the bad guy? He might be the bad guy.
His character name is Skinny Man.
All right.
As opposed to Mel Gibson's Fat Man. So maybe they are.
Skinny Man's his elf or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
They sound like rivals.
And it sounds like Santa, Fat Man, is the guy who's defending himself. He's the good guy.
Yeah. Well, Santa usually is.
Well, because the kid probably deserved the lump of coal.
Right.
Well, he hired an assassin to kill Santa.
Right. Now he's coming after him.
And where does a 12-year-old get a hitman?
We'll find out. I'm going to watch the movie. I mean, I don't know who's going to watch it with me.
Good luck getting the wife in on that one.
Yeah, I think she'll watch it, but I can watch it by myself.
There might be a whole subreddit for that.
Yeah. I thought I saw it.
I'm sure you can find it.
Did I just dream Mel Gibson shooting people as Santa?
You can find it.
He's called Fat Man.
A hitman on the internet.
All right.
Might have to go to the dark web for that, but I'm sure you can find it. Hey, you can find anything on the internet these days.
All right.
Rotten Tomatoes audience score is an 81%.
Not bad.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
All right. You know, that's the funny thing now with the VOD and the theaters not happening. We got to keep an eye on this kind of stuff. You're not going to see big advertising campaigns for movies even make the theater for a weekend or something like that.
No, there's a lot of movies that will commit to theaters, and then a few weeks later they figure out, let them go. The Costner movie.
Right.
There was no indication that they were going to go on demand anytime soon.
No, that seemed like a real movie, but they really had to, though.
It showed up last weekend. Yeah, it gets to a point where they just want people to see their movie.
Yeah,
and you're going to have to do that. as long as people are not comfortable going out. And a lot of people are not comfortable going out.
Yeah, shockingly, the critics don't dig this one.
I found
the poster.
As long as Santa's white, I don't care.
The poster for the movie, the tagline is, "Fat man, 'tis the season to get even."
And Mel Gibson, no matter what you think about his personal life, is great.
He's a great actor.
I'm sure the critics...
He's effing great. That's what I was about to yell.
The critics didn't like Bad Santa or Badder Santa.
Who knows? They probably didn't like
it
either.
But those were fun movies.
I don't care what the critics say.
They're no fun.
Tis the season.
Come on back. Yeah, get even.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.